week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at intervertebral disc shape and herniation. And finally, a story about spinal manipulation and intervertebral kinematics of the cervical spine. For Health Beat, wishing everyone in the United States a healthy and safe Labor Day weekend. This is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 644, recorded August 31st, 2018. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The aim of a study by Dr. Stuart McGill was to document the specific posterior/posterolateral pathway of mechanically induced intervertebral disc herniation as the result of repetitive loading and disc geometry. The study describes basic scientific investigation employing the medical imaging techniques of contrast-enhanced plain film radiographs and computed tomography in addition to gross dissection techniques on a sample of spines. In vitro cadaver and animal investigations have indicated that the posterior/posterolateral aspects of the intervertebral disc are most susceptible to damage leading to herniation, and that cyclic bending is the most potent variable influencing herniation. The intervertebral disc in horizontal cross-section ranges in shape from ovoid to limacon, meaning kidney-shaped, which influences stress distributions. The purpose of this investigation was to determine the role of the intervertebral disc's shape and size on influencing the pathway of herniation. The study concluded that the shape of the intervertebral disc appears to be predictive of the pathway of intervertebral disc herniation. So after our show notes for links. Neck pain is one of the most commonly reported symptoms in primary care settings and a major contributor to healthcare costs. Cervical manipulation is a common and clinically effective intervention for neck pain. However, the in vivo biomechanics of manipulation are unknown due to previous challenges with accurately measuring intervertebral kinematics in vivo during the manipulation. Conclusions from this study found that this study is the first to measure facet gapping during cervical manipulation on live humans. The results demonstrate that target and adjacent motion segments undergo facet joint gapping during manipulation and that intervertebral range of motion is increased in all three planes of motion after manipulation. The results suggest that clinical and functional improvement after manipulation may occur as a result of small increases in intervertebral range of motion across multiple motion segments. This study demonstrates the feasibility of characterizing in real time the manual inputs and biological responses that comprise cervical manipulation, including clinician-applied force, facet gapping, and increased intervertebral range of motion. This provides a basis for future clinical trials to identify the mechanisms behind manipulation and to optimize the mechanical factors that reliably and sufficiently impact the key mechanisms behind manipulation. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Passion without purpose leads to frustration. Passion without passion leads to procrastination. Passion with purpose leads to success. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.